The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour? Yeah. Crappy Astros talk and crappy Kaepernick talk. How's that? Yeah. Actually, it's not that bad. Go check it out at podcastarena.com. We did a lot of college football and NFL stuff yesterday, so if you missed yesterday's show, enjoying yourself, that's also on podcastarena.com.
Yeah.
And a couple things as we move forward here. The see what Terry Bradshaw off on Mike Tomlin again?
No.
I think you and Terry probably get along. She says,
Is it Terry saying that Mike Tomlin still hasn't figured out how to manage a clock?
No, he doesn't mention that. He thinks that he's...
That's my biggest beef with
him. He's too friendly with the players.
Oh.
Said, I played for a tough sucker, and I was afraid of him, and we played our ass off for him because we feared him. I don't see that with this guy. He's chest bumping and all that. I'm the head of the corporation. I'm the CEO. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm talking to the stockholders, telling them, here's how we're going to do at the end of the quarter. I'm selling this thing, and I'm not delivering the goods, which is championships. You got to face the criticism. I'm sorry, but he's not my kind of coach. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Well, the good news is Terry Bradshaw's not in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, well, you just say Mike Tomlin's winning football games, but at the same time, Super Bowls are disappearing, and that's my criticism. Okay, here's my one thing I would say to Terry Bradshaw. You can't compare what you guys did during your era.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a salary cap, and you were able to keep 5, 6, 7, 8 Hall of Famers together for many years. Can't do that anymore. It's not the same game. It's a lot harder to stay on top. That's why what the Patriots have done is freaking amazing, because it's almost impossible to do year in and year out. So, also, a couple people asking when we're going to do picks. We'll do preliminary looks at the lines on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock is usually when we do it. So the people wanted that.
For college or the NFL?
We'll do both. We'll look at both.
Okay.
Just kind of some initial thoughts. Plays won't be till later in the week, but people want early looks. Hundreds of people have told us they want that on Tuesday. And it's usually worse after Monday night when somebody loses because they want to jump right back on.
This is wild. I'm looking at the the records by year for the Steelers under Tomlin.
Yeah.
In 11 seasons, they've missed the playoffs 3 times. And those 3 seasons, they went 9-7, 8-8, 8-8. He's never had a losing record.
He's not my kind of coach, AJ. Quote, yep. Says Terry Bradshaw.
Yep. He was 13-3 last year.
That wasn't bad.
But I'm sure, I mean, they probably lost to the Jags because of chest bumps. That's...
Yeah.
That's got
to... Well, yeah, because he went on to about, oh, you can't lose to the Jags. It's like, dude, that Jags team was pretty fierce on defense last year. Right,
give me a break, dude. That's a... I mean...
Yeah, he's sitting there going, how can you have this great offense and you being a defensive guy? And I think that football team should have been in another Super Bowl or two. How could they not be and lose at home to Jacksonville? I don't care how good of a run Jacksonville is on. I don't care how Jacksonville played New England in the championship game. You don't lose 45-42. Are you kidding me? In a championship game? Yeah, I... Wow. Okay, Terry.
Well, hey, man. Good for him for being so passionate. You know, that's important.
Yeah.
How did they lose? Listen, how is it possible that Terry Bradshaw's Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Broncos in the divisional round 34-21 in 1977?
How does that happen?
What?
How does that happen?
What? How? 1976, they lost to the Raiders 24-7. What?
Fluke.
It's so silly. Like, dude, he's won a Super Bowl and he's never had a losing season. How about let's
more Super Bowls?
Yeah,
more Super Bowls, AJ. That's what it's about.
It's so easy, you know. It's so everyone wins the Super Bowl. It's so easy. Give me a break.
Well, the Eagles won it.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's...
There you go. Only took them how many years?
I guess every Eagles coach before this one was a horrible coach. And then suddenly they got the best coach in history. I mean, it's hard to win the Super Bowl. And one thing that Mike Tomlin does, and honestly, besides Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick, and, you know, I guess John Harbaugh's had pretty similar success, I suppose. Outside of those three guys... I mean, how many other coaches are giving your team a chance to play in the Super Bowl that often? How many coaches are getting to the playoffs that consistently? And Tomlin, even more so than Harbaugh. Harbaugh's missed the playoffs the last 3 years. But it's unbelievable that they just assume that winning the Super Bowl is easy. It's not easy, man. It is not easy. Getting there, having a chance to play there, that's hard enough. You know, Mike Tomlin's not my favorite coach. I think Mike Tomlin's a disastrous clock manager. I think he does some really bonehead things, but the guy, he's got results. I mean, that's what, I don't know what more you want. The guy was 13-3 last year. I understand in Terry Bradshaw's days, it was really easy to win Super Bowls, but times have changed, my friend. Old school.
He would have never lost to Jacksonville, I can tell you that.
Never. In fact, undefeated in his career against Jacksonville.
Also winless.
And Carolina.
winless.
And the Texans.
Exactly. So, hey, if you could just take 1 weekend of what you saw in college football and re-rank and give me 4 playoff teams off of 1 weekend, instant overreaction.
Have my 4 teams changed? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Alabama's obviously, I still think they're in. Yeah, because I think one of my 4 teams I said was Michigan. So yeah, cancel that one.
Okay.
I would say Alabama, Clemson. I'll go Ohio State, and boy, I think Big 12 guys not going to like this, but I think I'll take Washington. I know they lost. Yeah,
see, you kind of screwed me there because I was going to take Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and then Washington off the loss and not take a Big Ten team.
That's a ballsy strategy. It's a bold strategy.
We'll have to see if it pays off, Cotton.
Yeah. I mean, the Big Ten looked so horrible this weekend.
But I think in the end, I think those teams are pretty close, and then you wind up with one. If you have a one-loss, two-loss team, now if it's Ohio State, they're getting in with one loss. But if they have two losses and Washington has one and the only one is that Auburn game.
And the thing about Washington is they've got zero room for error at this point. If they lose another game, it's shot. You know, Alabama could still lose a game. Clemson could still lose a game. Ohio State, Oklahoma, those teams could still lose a game and get in. Washington, their margin for error is completely gone now.
All right.
But I do think that they could still go undefeated through the Pac-12.
Now give me two teams outside the top 10, not including Washington, who's still, depending on what poll you look at, still pretty close. Give me two teams outside the top 10.
Not counting Washington, that could somehow jump up and make some noise.
Yeah. And I'll give you a hint. Both of mine are Big 12s.
West Virginia, one of them?
West Virginia's one of them.
Yeah. I want to say Penn State, because I don't think they're as bad as they looked this last week, but it's so hard to.
And actually,
right
one
now.
Of the games I'm looking at is for them to crush Pitt this week.
But if West Virginia, you know who I like a lot, and I like them, they're one of my plays for this week. Mississippi State still looks really good. Now, it's almost impossible for them because I still think Alabama's going to win the SEC West, and to get two teams out of there, and Mississippi State's probably third or fourth in the pecking order.
The only way it happens is almost what you had last year, is if Alabama's only loss keeps them out of the championship game, and then that team from the West wins, then they both get in.
You know what? I'll just go with Virginia Tech.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
If Clemson slips up, I mean, Virginia Tech's got a soft enough schedule that they could find a way to make it happen.
So I will take the Christians in Fort Worth as my other one, because I think if they can beat Ohio State, then and I don't it'll be Ohio State without Urban Meyer. It'll be a third game without him. But if they do that, then you give me that TCU West Virginia exacta box, and I've probably got the two teams that are the biggest threat to OU.
Yeah,
and if I can get one of those through, I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, the fact that Virginia Tech already took Florida State out, that I would say gives them a bit of an edge, because you would have said, well, that's one of their tougher games. The only other ranked teams on their schedule, home to Notre Dame, home to Miami. They just blew Florida State out at Florida State.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure the ACC's all that this year.
I don't think it is either. But then, of course, the difficulty for Virginia Tech is, and I just told you their schedule, their non-conference schedule, by the way, is a laughing stock. William and Mary, East Carolina, Old Dominion. And this ain't Old Dominion from 3 years ago. That's a bad team.
God, those three schools combined could play them at once and not come close.
Yeah. So they've got a walkthrough non-conference schedule. The ACC is kind of meh. The only thing that is tough is, let's say they go undefeated. They could run through that whole schedule and be 12-0, and then you have to play Clemson in an ACC championship. I don't know that I like Virginia Tech's chances. But then if you're telling me, hey, I got a 40% chance once they get to the ACC championship game, and if they beat Clemson, obviously they're in.
Well, and that's the thing. That's where you hope the playoffs start, right?
Well, and not only that, Virginia Tech could lose a game, and then if they beat Clemson in the ACC championship game, depending on who their loss is to, I mean, that could put them in there. Notre Dame is also sort of
they're a monkey in the wrench.
They are, because their schedule going forward is, I mean, they've the ranked teams left on their schedule. I mentioned Virginia Tech. Stanford at home. I don't know if you watched the Stanford game. Did you watch any of that? Stanford,
some of it.
Okay. I know if you look at the final score, you think, oh, Stanford blew out San Diego State. And based on the score, they did. But it was a couple big pass plays, like broken plays, that Bryce Love, I don't know what his average yards per carry was, but it was horrible. He couldn't do anything. It was literally hand off up the middle, no yards. Hand up off the middle, 1 yard. 60-yard passing touchdown. And San Diego State, I mean, they're fine for a non-Power 5 team, but when you go up against, you know, ACC cornerbacks or better Pac-12 cornerbacks, you're gonna have a harder time. And I think Stanford is maybe the most overrated team right now at number 10. I don't know. I don't see it with those guys. Mm-hmm. So they've got them, and then their only other ranked team is at USC, last game of the season. So Notre Dame's got a pretty, and they wouldn't have a championship game, a conference championship game,
right?
So,
and they're Notre Dame, so
So really, Notre Dame could lose a game, and a one loss Notre Dame is still probably getting in over a one loss anybody else.
Yeah. Do you guys feel a Power 5 school that struggles in its first game against a strong FCS team can still be a contender for their conference? Yeah, it's. You know, it's not a good look.
I mean, but, are you talking about Penn State?
Yeah, he's talking about Penn State, I think. Yeah, I still think they'll be fine. You got to remember that, well, let's talk about Matt Sanders, and we'll come back to this because there's a lot more to follow up on.
Okay. Listen, guys, if you have been feeling sluggish, you are having a hard time getting through the day, maybe you're a little tired, maybe you're not feeling the heat in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. You're not bringing it the way you once did. Well, maybe you've got low testosterone, and Man Centers can take care of that. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. Guys, this isn't about injections. I'm not talking about synthetic testosterone injections. That can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage. You don't need that, guys. You don't need that crash. You don't need that to go in and get a shot every week. They can get your body to produce its natural testosterone once again. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell, there in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, is the home of the free general male wellness checkup. The doctors there want to make sure that all our guys are taken care of. That's $150 value for absolutely free. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com and book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And most, as usual, just Lance Erline just walks in. We have a conversation.
Yep.
I like that guy. He's,
I do, too.
He's fun.
Yeah, we're discussing the Raheel was the first one to turn his lines this week.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, yeah, if you're curious, we're doing a little competition here, and we invited a few more people in, so we'll see if they join us. Some other people who are, you know, on air or really prominent on Sports Map, and hopefully we'll add a couple because, you know, more.
Sweeten the pot, man. Yeah,
more the merrier. It's going to be winner take all. We all put up $20, and the loser has to bring Big City Wings for everybody, whoever's dead last. So, should be a fun competition. And so far, Team Blitz among the undefeated.
Okay.
At 1-0. Can't win them all unless you win the first one, AJ.
What I am going to do this year, because I kind of want to play in the super contest.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about this year, like, just kind of mocking along with it.
Yeah, and then playing next year.
And then playing next year if I do well. So I'm going to start doing that this year, too.
I think that's a good move. I think Matt Perreault's playing in it this year.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Man.
He's going to do a weekly Sports Map video with his picks for it, too, so we can follow along with him. That's what you should do. We'll see who does better, you or him.
Man, I want to play that thing.
I'm convinced Fred should be casting the remake of Grumpy Old Men. Who doesn't like Chick-fil-A? You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that come down with me on that. And I will be honest, the only time I've ever actually had it was when they brought like a box when we were on remote a couple times. So maybe that's not the best way to judge it.
Okay.
Because it probably had been sitting there for a while. But I can't see standing in line for something that mediocre. Okay. Sorry, different tastes. Yeah. It's okay. All I know is that we got something a little better than that sitting here, thanks to our buddy Glenn Davis. little FM kitchen we're going to take a look at here.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm ready for the break. So, can we go to break? Oh, we still have 7 minutes. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot of Australians weighing in on the text line saying, not that hot.
I'm telling you.
You know? And Aussies usually have good taste.
Yeah, I mean, she's not ugly. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's definitely not ugly. But she's just not... It's just not for me.
832S, what if you guys tie in your competition?
I mean, it would be pretty difficult to see a tie happening. But yeah, I would assume if we did tie, we would go back and like backlog who outperformed the spread by the most. Like you're like,
yeah, I don't think we'll have to. We're gonna have 35 games or so between us, and it shouldn't come down to a tie.
But I think that's a good tie break is like how much you beat the spread by in your record.
Well, I think tiebreaker will go by ratings.
Oh, good call. Good call.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll just add the ratings to the record, and there we go.
What if you guys tie?
We'll just chop it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. 713.
I won't chop with, I'll only chop with you and Jong.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody else, I'm out for blood.
Exactly.
I play
exactly.
for blood.
Yeah, because if it comes down to that, that's one thing. So... 346 says, my wife and I were wondering why they cast her, but looking at other photos, maybe she got pregnant and they just went with her after the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And sometimes they lose it, especially those actresses. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Lamont asking, where's Jerome? He had something come up with his school.
He's doing an open house with his kids.
Yeah. He's doing the whole dad thing. And
he doesn't have as much time for us anymore.
Yeah, that's okay. Still love him.
They're paying top 100 in the super contest this year. 81st through 100 make $2,415. First place, $1.59 million.
It's a $1,000 buy-in or is it
$1,500?
$1,500, yeah. That's worth it.
They're expecting 3,500 entries.
Wow.
So we'll see how I hold up this year. I'm gonna play along and see how I do. And if I'm in the, you know, top 200-300, I might give it a run next year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. We have whoever's yelling out there.
I think that's your boy Lance, your new friend.
Yeah, that's Lance. Yeah,
tell him keep it down. I don't care how much I love him.
Barry's twin.
Yeah.
And they wore the exact same shirt today.
Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. So that'll be interesting. He'll be talking about soccer.
And he'll be talking about FM Kitchen.
Yeah. Good for him. That's where I get all my soccer questions answered when I have them. It's not that infrequent. Maybe a couple of times a month I'll have a soccer question. Glenn always
has more than me. I have them like once a year. But he does always have the answer.
Yeah. I mean, that is the most knowledgeable soccer dude in Houston.
Yeah.
One of the things on Sports Map today that Cody Stutes is doing a new little feature that will be appearing on Tuesdays or Mondays, Monday afternoons. I actually posted it last night, but where he's got three headlines, two questions, and one bet. And so just kind of go through it a little bit. The things he thinks are the most important, he talks about Tom Brady being a Texans killer, which has been true. He's excited about Whitney Merciless' return.
Yeah.
And then he mentions Foreman starting the year on the PUP list. His questions will be, who will shine for the Patriots offense? And Gronk is the easy answer, except maybe the Texans have some guys that can run with Gronk now with their safeties and with Cunningham at linebacker. And it's not going to be...
No one in the league runs with Gronk.
No, but the teams that have decent safeties are the ones that tend to control him a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's where... I think they'll do a better job on him than they have in the past. Now, you're not going to stop him. He's still going to get yards and catches. But point being, they're better equipped to at least deal with him.
I think the bright side is it doesn't look like they're going to have to deal with Sony Michel.
Right. Which I like that.
Which means that you're looking at like a Rex Burkhead, James White sort of combo, and
which they'll still get yards because he'll find ways to do it.
Yeah, they always do, but I feel like that's not – without Sony Michel, I feel like the Patriots, their run game is going to be sort of meh. I mean, I guess they still got Jeremy Hill. Maybe he's going to run a little bit. But then receivers, I mean, I get Chris Hogan, he's good. I mean,
Brady makes all those guys good.
Yeah.
It helps you that you're not facing Edelman.
Yeah.
Because that guy, especially in fantasy, is like a PPR monster. But
yeah, I think Chris Hogan will be until he gets back.
Yeah, although he wasn't really last year when he was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he was okay. I think the guy who's going to be explosive for them is Patterson. I think they're going to find a way to get him downfield. And that's the guy I think is going to have a big year for the Patriots.
Well, I'm curious I guess it's going to be Stephon Gilmore on DeAndre Hopkins. I'm curious to see how, you know, Jason McCourty and Eric Rowe match up against the Will Fullers and you know, I don't know who else. I don't know what their plan is for receivers after DeAndre Hopkins. I assume Will Fuller's next in line on the outside, but I don't know.
Yeah, you wonder if it matters. I mean, we still need to see Will Fuller on the field for an extended period of time.
But I think when you say, okay, Stephon Gilmore and DeAndre Hopkins are going to go at it, I mean, that's not an easy matchup. DeAndre Hopkins gets the better of most even
right.
really good corners.
Right.
So I think the Texans have an advantage there. But I think they're going to need an advantage somewhere else in that offense. I mean, maybe they can run. Maybe they'll run the ball. I don't know. We'll have to see how this offensive line holds up. But
yeah,
I still think that they're going to have to find secondary options on the offense. Because right now, the only players on the offense that I'm sure are good players are Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Everything else is kind of like, maybe he's good.
I think Lamar Miller will be better this year because he lost some weight. I kind of think Fuller might be okay. I kind of think maybe one of the tight ends will be okay.
But you don't know.
No.
And
that's a lot of questions.
I mean, but if I said, name the guys that you're sure are good players on the Texans offense, it's Watson and Hopkins, right?
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah.
So somebody else is going to, there has to be a secondary option, step up and do something, is what it boils down to. I don't know. I mean, I guess we're saving our picks against the spread for the 6 o'clock hour. But
yeah, which is right around the corner. We just got a gym of the day and we're there.
The Texans getting less than 7. That's something that's just going to turn me off. I don't know that I'll bet against the Texans, but I definitely can't bet on the Texans unless they were getting more than 7.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If it were outside of 7, I would unload on the Texans.
Would you?
Yeah, I think if you're going to get the Patriots, it's going to be week one when you're healthy. And they played them down to the wire last year, and they should be better defensively this year. So, I think it's going to be – they're going to be in it. But 6.5, I mean, get it to 7 even, and I might bet it. But
yeah,
I could easily see tie game and give the ball to Brady again with – 1.5 minutes left, and you know what happens. And they win by a touchdown and cover, and you're just sitting there screwed.
Well, in the run of 7 straight wins that the Patriots have over the Texans, scores were 42-14, 41-28, 34-31. That's a good one. 27-6, 27-0, 34-16, and then last year 36-33. So
yeah, there were also an awful lot of Osweilers and people like that starting those games. I feel like this is the Tech, and for this one game, they're in the best position they've ever been in to be competitive with this team. Doesn't mean
I don't
going
disagree
to.
With that.
And I also think that, you know, we need to see what the Patriots are going to be too. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com today. And follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. First off, I never talk about ads, but check out the ads. It's for the Red Hot Gala, which is to support the Houston firefighters. This money all goes directly to the firefighters. And guys, they can't even get enough trucks that the city won't pay for. And they're woefully underpaid. So this is one that we're behind. So please check it out. There's other ways to give if you can't go to the gala. So you can go click on that. And then lots of good stuff on the site as always. Charlie has a Bregman video. And he's shouldering the load as the Astros inner stretch run, is what it says. Cody Stutes has a story we were just talking about. Still have Joel Blank has a video up on why the Ryan Anderson trade was the right move for the Rockets. Got a story from Austin Culture Map on IndyCar going to Austin. And then Jermaine Every's column wants to know, what is the best time of year for sports? I say it's this week.
Yeah,
I do too. The best. Actually, I'm going to go this week starting tomorrow because we'll be in Vegas a week from tomorrow night. So let's throw that into the mix. God, I can't wait. And then there's a very poignant story from Holly Seymour on dealing with the aftermath of a rape, and she really opens up about it, and it's good stuff, and I highly recommend everybody read it. So, you know, not as much fun as the other stories, but it's something that's really important, and appreciate the fact that, you know, she stepped up and wanted to share her story. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
First off, I want to shout out to Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters, which will come on at 7 o'clock, for bringing us these sandwiches from FM Kitchen.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's just because I haven't eaten all day, but that was outstanding.
It was really good, and it also had a lot of cheese on it.
Yeah.
It was a really cheesy chicken sandwich.
I like that. All right, so here's your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
Let's hear it.
I think Lamont tweeted this one to me earlier today. It's Florida, and the local ABC 10 News in Florida. Headline, priests caught having afternoon sex in car in Miami Beach.
Oh.
Arresting officer says car didn't even have tinted windows.
Come on, tint your windows if you're going to have car sex.
This has got to be fake. But it says one of the two Catholic priests found having oral in a parked car walked out of jail on Tuesday afternoon. Miami-Dade corrections officers released Diego Berrio, a 39-year-old priest with the Mission of San Juan Diego in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and Edwin Geraldo Cortez, a 30-year-old priest from Colombia. So prosecutors charged both men with lewd and lascivious behavior. Cortez, who reportedly served at a church in Chicago for a month, was also charged with indecent exposure. So we guess we know who was being worked on.
Yeah.
I don't know. They basically set the bond at $500 for Cortez and $250 for Berrio. And Cortez is scheduled to fly back to Colombia on Wednesday. Judge Jeffrey Rozenak said, "The major concern I had was the fact that it was in public. When a police officer can just come and watch, that's a problem.
It's not good.
Plus, as somebody pointed out on Twitter, it was in a Volkswagen. How is that even possible? I guess their favorite position was missionary. No. Et cum spirite, de spiritu sancto. No. All right, I'll just leave it at
that. Going poorly now.
I'll just leave it at that. That's your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm not even going to do the next joke I had.
Good call.
Oh, God. All right, so we'll do picks when we come back, and no more priest stories.
So when you say we're going to do picks, are we just going to give some of our favorites, or do you want to like...
No, I don't want to do actual picks on a Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
What I want to do is, like, we'll look at some games, and we'll talk about the lines a little bit and where we might be leaning, and, you know, just kind of go through all the NFL games and just, you know, give people an early look. And then if there's anything we're going to play for sure now while the number's at a certain point, we can tell them. But, you know, I guess this all started last year and people kept saying they wanted picks on Tuesdays. And it's like,
I'm not ready on Tuesday.
No. So I'm not going to pick, but I have looked at the lines and I can talk about them.
I'm more ready to pick the NFL lines because I've had plenty of time to go over them.
Yeah, so when we do this, if I say...
But I haven't even like adjusted power rankings in college after last week. I mean, there's a lot to do.
No, I ran my numbers today because I was in the office so long dealing with stuff that drives me nuts. Like invoicing. Yeah, it sounds like a little thing. You know, we have a little system. You put your invoices in. I go in and approve them. You get paid.
That seems easy.
Yeah, except...
It's worked for me so far.
Yeah, except it's the way our system is. It's like some people will put them in January, and of course that's already closed, so you can't get paid. Then you got to go back and they have to redo it. And some people are having trouble logging in. And so I'm kind of like trying to deal with that all day too. Because I'm trying to get people paid.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you know, it's a pretty good transition us talking about betting because you know exactly where I go to bet. At least I know exactly where I go to bet, even though I can't find my script. I don't need my script because my bookie's the best. That's it. Everybody asks me where I bet online or what do you think of betting online? Where would you go? I go to my bookie. And the reason for that is I know I can trust them. I know if I win, I'm going to get my money back. And if I lose, okay, we're going to reload. We're going to fire again. And they're going to give you great reload bonuses. They're going to give you a great startup bonus. And the cool thing is, I mean, that a lot of the things with online sites, man, you worry about getting paid. Well, that is not a problem with MyBookie. And they've got all kinds of options for you. So if you just want to bet the line, you want to bet the total, if you want to bet in-game live betting, how about that? Maybe you don't realize you're not going to win the bet you made and you want to jump in and play something different during the game. You got that too. And for fantasy, you can bet over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score each game. There's all kinds of opportunities for you. All you have to do on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. Play.
Only to lose my brothers and feel that pain.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.